What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's first begin with the next one to tip. I mean, you got plenty of time to get this one to the window. 6 p.m. in the East, 3 o'clock here out West. Raptors Magic. And there's a lot of guys out for Toronto. First, Scotty Barnes. He's out for a while, long-term thing. R.J. Barrett had a tragedy in his family, not going to play again. When you look at the production that Toronto has to make up with those two guys out of the lineup, I think there's a couple obvious choices. One of them, his numbers have just been juiced too high, and that's Emmanuel Quickley. And I love Emmanuel Quickley. Has the ball in his hand, but when you look at his points, his rebounds, assists, everything's just way up. Too rich for my blood. There's a guy that's being undervalued, and he's done well by me the last couple times here without those other two in the lineup. That's Gary Trent Jr. Mm-hmm. Point total set at 16.5. I don't think the number's adjusted properly for when Barnes and Barrett doesn't play. He's cleared this number in three straight, two without both of them. He's played well when Barrett's not in the lineup or Quickley's not in the lineup. He's a guy who can get buckets. He had like 30 points the other night.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I think Gary Trent Jr. is a guy to look at who benefits from these other guys being out of the lineup. I just think when you're looking at NBA player props, it's all about run. Like, a lot of these guys are equal talent-wise, but it's a matter of, are they the number one, two, three option on the floor? When you don't have Barrett, when you don't have Barnes on the floor for Toronto, Gary Trent Jr. becomes the number one guy Quickley has to look for, his most go-to guy. And because of that, I think 16.5 is just a little too low.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's absolutely the way you need to think about player props, especially at Gary Trent Jr. There's some of these guys that have just developed into roles on specific teams. That doesn't mean Gary Trent Jr. can't go out and put up 30 on a night when he is getting the volume of shots like you're talking about. Well, so I don't hate that one at all.
There's a lot of guys around the league. I'm going to use this example. It's not the best example, but it's the first one that comes to mind is Damian Lillard on Portland without a lot of good other options. And Damian Lillard on Milwaukee when he's one of many options. I'm not saying Damian Lillard's not a great player, but I'm saying the expectations for the points output are totally different. In a situation here with Toronto, when there's less options, Gary Trent Jr. becomes that much more valuable. Therefore, I thought the number was going to be like 19.5 on him today.
Yeah, just from a game perspective real quick, this is 11.5 on the Magic side, 218.5, 219 on the total. This is one of the rare kind of home and then home spots we get in the NBA these days. These two teams, I love the Magic. I bet them to win the Southeast Division a few weeks ago. They have been playing really great basketball right now. This number's getting a little too much, though, for the Orlando Magic. I think he'd be asking to lay. To stay away from me, but that is, we're getting up there too. This is about the market high rating you're going to see on the Orlando Magic, I would think, this season.
Game back of the four seed right now. The Knicks, it's been an amazing run, 7 of the last 10 for Orlando.
But in the NBA, if you play defense, it just changes the whole dynamic of your team. And when you have a young team buying into playing defense, and if we're being fair about Banchero, he is a legit number one option go-to scorer night in and night out. So when you play defense, you have someone you can trust in crunch time like that. It's a recipe for success for the Magic. Sure.
Jamal Moses should win Coach of the Year, but he won't. Saying he should.
But
what's his number? Is he still like 30-1?
Oh, let's see.
That's a market I do not even mess with. In the honestly, the NBA futures don't make sense to me. A lot of them.
Well, of the awards market, that's like the one
that's 50-1.
You would still
diagonal down to -450 with the Oklahoma City Thunder playing so well.
Yeah,
it's the one where you could it like until a week ago. I mean, odds would dictate that. Now it's basically guaranteed here for Dagnall, but I feel like the one award we've talked about the most as we do our our natural weekly update here of these. It's kind of wild that we're getting to this point in the season. We still have a good amount of games left, even though the runway is getting a little bit shorter. And yet, nobody is look, the shortest right now, I should say the longest odds right now for a favorite is Tyrese Maxey, most improved. And he's minus 190, minus 200. Everybody right now laying pretty big odds.
This is like with the NFL Coach of the Year. I need you to define what it is. Is it doing more with less? I need a definition on most improved player in the NBA. Because to me, Tyrese Maxey became a star a year ago. So him being the most improved player after becoming a star seems a little weird.
So it's tricky because you usually follow – there's usually a couple routes that you see with this award go. Let me get the ones – the disqualifiers out of the way. This is second year, guys. Never win. So Jalen Williams, who's 30-1 right now, and you could – I love Jalen Williams. I love this Thunder team. We've had two guys that have won this award in their second year over the last 30 years, so it's not really one that I think you should count on. What I usually follow in this one is who made a leap last year that got to a level where they are a star player that's now going to move into superstar status?
Fair.
That's why I made a bet on Tyrese Maxey as soon as this market opened because we had no idea what was going on with James Harden at that time, and we didn't know if he was going to be there.
Smart.
Now, I bet it then. I still think he is the deserving winner of this award if this season ended today. Here's the problem with this award. Recency bias. Right now, you have Tyrese Maxey, like you're talking about, Dustin. It seems like forever ago when it was November, December, and it was like, whoa, Maxey's having huge games. He's incredible. Who needed James Harden? That feels like 3 years ago at this point. Now you have Coby White, who is taking the Lauri Markkanen path of not necessarily, okay, I've gotten better my first few years, and here's where I've gotten to superstar status, where I think Maxey's at. Coby White's taking the Lauri Markkanen route of, okay, I had a good year, then I had a crappy year, now I'm having the best year of my career. So that's what's going on with him right now.
But I'd also say the guy currently 50-1, I bet 35-1 a couple weeks ago, Jonathan Kuminga, he has taken massive strides and steps this year. And if you look at the value to the team, the Warriors aren't in contention the way they are had he not stepped up the way he has. So I think he needs to be in the mix. But I was shocked today when I bet him 2 weeks ago at 35-1, and he's longer now to 50-1.
I think personally, Dustin, he's still alive. I don't think he's out of it.
I don't really think he is.
I don't think he is. I think there's a lot of people that could look at Coby White and The Lauri Markkanen case, I think, last year was different because he helped elevate a team that nobody had expectations for.
Sure.
The Chicago Bulls team has always been a meh Eastern Conference team. They did nothing around the trade deadline to try to improve this team, to really get them better. You've had guys like Coby White step up. It's more impressive to me what Jonathan Kuminga has done.
And if the definition is improvement, right? To me, Coby White was a guy who was on a bull squad that had too much depth at the guard position. Whenever one of those guys went down, though, he would perform.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Kuminga was a guy playing a few minutes here and there, a night. He was in the rotation, but he wasn't making an impact.
Yeah.
Every single Warriors game you watch now, him in the starting lineup, he makes an impact and has an imprint on every aspect of the game, both ends of the floor. I think Kuminga absolutely needs to be in the mix for this award.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.